Now, if Peter O'Sullivan and Peter Bromley are the voices of racing, Bill McLaren and Ian Robertson the voices of rugby, David Coleman the voice of athletics, then Peter Alice is the man who brings the game of golf to our hearts. His voice makes you itch to be there.
I think the greatest golf match was the 1977 Open Championship at Turnberry, Jack Nicklaus and Tom Watson. I mean, that was a heavyweight boxing battle, blow for blow, punch for punch. It was quite remarkable. The records books will tell us that Jack Nicklaus was the greatest player of all time because of all the things he won. But there are some other candidates in that. I think the deeds of Bobby Jones were quite remarkable. The amateur who was in the from about 1924 to 1930 won all those. I mean, it was quite amazing. And Hogan and Nelson and Snead and people like that. If you take Nicklaus as the best, my father was a great friend of Walter Hagen, who I never met. I never met him. But I did play against Arnold Palmer, and I thought Arnold Palmer was a reincarnation, sort of Walter Hagen, swashbuckling, smoked cigarettes. When it was fashionable, everybody smoked, and it looked wonderful and aggressive. And then along came Ballesteros, young Seve, 20-odd years ago, 22, 23 years ago now. He was exactly like Palmer, but more sophisticated and cavalierish. I'd go across the road to watch them play. I'd go and watch Tiger Woods. Yeah. I'd go and watch Greg Norman, who I still think's got some fire in his belly. There's something about them. It's the way they walk. It's the way, to me, and I'm a collector of walks, I'd like to have smoked a cigarette like Dean Martin, and I'd like to have walked like Sean Connery. There's something magnetic about them as they prowl along. Oh, look at him.
All the people you met.
Wonderful.
I mean, that was a privilege, going to all these countries. People.
The game of golf does take in many facets of life, right through the social scale. Our pro-celebrity golf, which started in the 1974. I met everybody. Telly Savalas, when we first started, was doing Kojak. And Fred McMurray, and all these people came along. Kiri Takano, Burt Lancaster, Jack Lemmon, all these people. Wonderful. And here I am. Left school at 14, whacked a ball about, and a bit of the old chatter, and I'm with them. I'm having dinner with them and listening to their stories.
You had His Royal Highness,
Prince Andrew. He actually loves the game. I think he enjoys the solitude of it. I mean, you see, golf is one of those extraordinary games. You can have a lot of fun puddling about on your own. Take a little bag, six clubs, a few balls in the pocket, the old dog by your side on a summer's evening, and you just do a bit of chipping and putting. You can go into your own little fantasy world, which is wonderful.
You said one thing interested me, Peter. You said, I watch how people walk.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I have this strange mind that goes off on all sorts of flights of fancy. Jack Nicklaus was short and little staccato walk. Arnold Palmer nearly had a great walk. Woosnam has a little quickish sort of walk. Dyrrhes had a good walk. Yeah. He had an expansiveness about him. If I get it right, there's a wonderful old Scottish expression, and it's something like, why hasn't so-and-so got married? Oh, she's waiting for the hats till the bonnets go by. In other words, you know, the cloth caps are going by. Well, we won't be bothered with the cloth caps. She's waiting until somebody with a proper hat, better quality, you see. Yeah. So, with all these little things stuck in my mind, I thought they were amusing.
Yeah, that's great. Well, we've got the big one now. We've got the Masters. Peter, are you looking forward to that?
The Masters had a special aura about it. It's the most beautifully conditioned golf course I've ever seen. I've been looking for a weed for 30 years and never found one. In the car park, under there, lifted up, I've gone round the back of all the begonia, but not one have I found in 30 years. It's almost too pristine. I think the more you go, that probably you can become a little bit disenchanted with it because everything is the same. You know exactly how many tables are going to be laid out on the lawn. There's nowhere for spectators to go. When I say nowhere to go, they don't believe in grandstands. There's no advertising hoarding, which is fine. If it rains, the poor old spectators, no cover for them. And there'll be 30, 40,000 people a day scampering round. There's a wonderful expression when you see them all round the 15th green and the last game goes through and they all start to move away. And it's a sort of mobile, herbaceous border. The reds and the yellows and the blues, and they all disappear. It's quite remarkable that when it started, in the early 30s, so it's getting on for 70 years, and people say, oh, it's one of the great, great events. It is, but it's been made into it by a lot of the people who were originally there, the people who won it, the aura of Bobby Jones. And it grew and it grew, and the idea of having this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place. It's almost become a parody of itself. It's so sort of beautiful, you know. Nothing can possibly go wrong. If the blossom comes out too soon, we'll ship some more trees in. Put them in the ground, they'll last a week. You know, it's It's incredible, but yeah. There's always something happening yeah. there.
Peter, who'll be wearing the blazer, then, at the end?
Well, at the moment, you'd have to say, Tiger Woods, I've never seen a game where teams have destroyed. And you think, I can't understand today. This is a good side. Yeah. A wonderful side. And we've beaten them 46-0 off, you know. It cannot be. Mm. Tiger Woods did that last year. Started the first nine holes, he took 40 strokes. And all the wiseacres, including me, were saying, hey, oh, the boys, he's had a good start to his career. This young boy, this precocious talent, 40s, ah, well, now he's out with the big fellows, he said, you know, back in 32, 72, okay. Then, whoosh, then what did he win by, 9, 10, 11 yeah. shots? Crucified, I feel that. So many dramas have gone on there. I feel the way John Daly's been playing this yeah. year. He's had a great renaissance. He hits the ball further than Tiger. If he can hit it straight, he may do well. You may have a little guy who you've not thought of just pops it round and holds more putts. And there's always the sort of 50-1 shot that comes up once yeah. every 10 or 15 years.
That's the beauty of the sport, it. Isn't it? Yeah. The uncertainty. The unexpected.
It's the Yeovils against Sunderland, you yeah. know, that I still remember, but it must be 40 years ago.
We're quickly talking about Augusta. Didn't Keary say to you on that series, she said, playing Loch Lomond, wouldn't she?
Yes.
And she said, the beauty of this place makes all the other places look, you know.
Denry Longhurst said many wise, funny things and very poignant things. He said one day, we were sitting somewhere, I forget where it was, and he looked out of the old commentary box we had in those days, and he said, aren't we lucky? Golf takes us to so many beautiful places. And I didn't think, or hadn't thought about that at the time. But I mean, I'm sure there are nice cricket grounds and football stadiums, but they're not beautiful. And you don't look out and see the waves crashing against the cliffs or the wonderful stately trees or listen to the wildlife or watch the, you know, the movement of the ground and the way the greenkeepers cut. Sometimes it gets a bit too Chelsea Flower showish. But on the whole, there's something wondrous about it. But it's all part of the mystique of it.
I mean, that's the wonderful thing about the game of golf, isn't it? The mystique is the word you use, but there are so many adjectives you could throw at it. Mm.
Yes, and it's a game that's kept its honour. I'm not saying every golfer's a paragon of virtue and there hasn't been a bit of cheating, yes. of course. But the fear is being found out. You can call a person anything but a cheat at golf.
What did Alistair Cook say? That the game of golf was like an oasis in a sporting desert of gold and scruffy manners.
Yeah. Well, of another place and another time. But that doesn't stop me appreciating good manners and style. And there's nothing wrong in showing honour to an opponent. It's not a sign of weakness.